As we encountered the birds in flight, and the mammals and fish that occupy the world waterways. Then we reflect not only the expression of life, but also that their needs are always fulfilled. We see the coherence when the sun comes up or goes down, or when the seasons change. We see it in the flow of the rivers and streams, and the way water seeks its own level. We see it in the birth process and the growth stages of the baby. We even see unity in hurricanes or tornadoes or any other event of nature. We have an innate knowing that all responds in the infallible way, even before we realize we are part of and inseparable from that way. The infallible way is present that we experience all needed, even when we resist those needs due to our imperfect understanding. Further, we depend upon our planet revolving in alignment with the other planets. And if the planets are on the course of collision, it aligns with the perfection to the whole of the universe. Although not visible, we are confident, we take it for granted, that we do not fly off into space because of an invisible force that we call gravity, which keeps us in place. It is the activity of an invisible power that is responsible for all of creation. It surrounds us, is in us, and through us. In fact, it is us. It is more than a power that is within us. Rather, it is a level of us. There is a striking difference, since to have something within us means it must be separate to become a part of us. The notion that God is within you affirms a separate God is part of you. But God, being a level of you, that is, God is inside of you, provides that God is inherent in what and who you are from the creation. The task at hand for all of us is to overcome resisting truth, realizing that we are one with God. Thus, from truth, there is no separation. When we resist our true potential, we lose the perspective of how vast and significant that power is. What is more, as we resist our truth, we forget our relation to the Absolute. By accepting those limitations in mind, we learn to forget our infinite capacity. As long as we express limitations in mind, we hold back the grandness that is already present. That is, we are one with the power of this universe, which occurs when we express from the depths of our truth. It is not separate from us. Rather, it is what we already are, the moment that we realize that we are the whole. To realize our truth, we must first unlearn the limitations we accept in mind and remember our true purpose. I recall a discussion I had with a lady. She listened to an account of my journey as I related repair of a break in mind. A break caused by mind is what I call the resistance that causes the separation that breaks us from our truth. This led her to quickly assess her breaks caused in her mind. She said, "My goodness, I learned all these limitations, didn't I?" Grateful for her candor, I acknowledged, "Yes, we learn our limitations. However, we can overcome what we have learned and make way for the infinite potential that is already present." Yes, we learn the limitations. They are not the essence of us, but when we resist our truth, we accept the corresponding limitations in mind. Therefore, we cause the state of affairs in our world. Resisting truth ultimately becomes our expression. We project the breaks into our world, which becomes the world experiences. We learn those limitations by what we accept as real. We learn from family members, our government, our churches, our school, and our peers. As you take these few moments to realize your greatness in the midst of this wondrous universe, know that there is true purpose behind your presence. It is much greater than the acceptance of being only human. We are alive in this world as facilitators of